This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the Lok Sabha on key aspects of the ongoing West Asia conflict and explain India's position on the issue. Yesterday, Mr. Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and the mitigating measures in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict. Prime Minister said that the conflict in West Asia is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. In such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard citizens from its impact. The meeting also made a detailed assessment of the availability of critical needs for the common man, including food, energy, and fuel security. Furthermore, short, medium, and long-term measures to ensure the continued availability of essential commodities were discussed. Israel has launched a fresh wave of strikes on Iran, as Tehran warned of retaliation targeting critical infrastructure across West Asia, further intensifying a conflict that is fueling a global energy crisis. Explosions were reported across several districts of Tehran, while Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates confirmed intercepting incoming missiles and drones. Civilian casualties have also been reported in few residential areas in Iran. The conflict has entered one of its most dangerous phases yet on the energy front. The International Energy Agency warned that the current crisis is more severe than the oil shocks of the 1970s as Iran continues to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with German Foreign Minister Johann Wedefuhl on the ongoing West Asia conflict. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the sides have agreed to remain in touch. The Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 has been referred to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. The bill aims to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman proposed to send the bill to the JPC for detailed analysis. Earlier, before its introduction, the opposition members including Congress MP Manish Tiwari, Saugata Ray of TMC and Dr. T. Sumathi of DMK opposed the introduction of the bill. Mr. Tiwari alleged that the proposed legislation dilutes the provisions of corporate social responsibility. The filling of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end this evening. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Single-phase polling in these states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Nomination filling closed at 3 p.m. today. In Nagaland, also the process of filling nomination papers for the upcoming assembly by-election to the Koridang constituency ended today. The counting of votes will take place on May 4. The 3rd Arunachal State Film Awards 2025-26, organized by the Department of Information and Public Relations, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, was held at Hotel Golden Orchid, Naharlagan on Sunday. 10% was awarded Best Feature Film, while Tumkhen Sora won Best Actor in Leading Role, Male, for his performance in the same film. Sita Sanam received Best Actor in the Leading Role, Female, for Tears of Lune, and Kadum Tarang was honored with the Best Director Award for the same film. MLA Toko Tatung attended the ceremony as a chief guest and appreciated the initiative of the IPR department. Senior scientist Dr. Krishna Cholu and guest of honor entrepreneur Ha Tatu also addressed the gathering. Arunachal Pradesh para-athlete Kipa Mero clinched the gold medal in women's javelin throw F12 category at the 24th National Para-Athletics Championship 2026 in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. She has broken her own national record. Techi Mehta won the silver medal in the women's 400-meter T13 category. The nation is paying homage to great freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day today. On this day in 1931, British rulers had executed them in Lahore for their revolutionary activities against the empire. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.